quorum?
Yes, we do.
Do we have anybody here for audience participation?
We do not.
Okay. First item on our agenda is December 15, 2022 meeting minutes. Are there any discussions, comments before we take a vote? Okay, we have a motion.
So moved, Gouncey. Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion before taking a call, roll call? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Record reflect there are none. Any abstentions? Anybody need to abstain? Wouldn't hear? Okay. Item three, staff reports. First is financial progress report by Director Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you'll see on Attachment 3A, through November of 2022, we've expended about 25% of the budget. We are in very good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. No questions. We need a motion for the financial progress report.
So moved, the Sheriff Ritten.
Thank you.
Second, Gouncey.
All right, a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay. Next, under 3D, is technical progress report. Matt Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everybody. A few quick items for you. First, I want to bring to your attention, if you're not already aware, ODOT has they're working on trying to chart out like a sustainable path for additional revenue. A lot of states have been struggling with this over the last several years as the gas tax has less and less impact. So just wanted to put in a plug for it's called ohioroadfunding.com. I thought it was a pretty well-designed website that lays out nicely some of the different options that the state is considering. So one would be increasing the state gas tax, 10-cent increase from 38.5 to 48.5 cents. Another option would be increasing registration fees, a $50 increase, so you go from 31 to 81 per year, and another option of like a vehicle mile travel, like a mileage-based user fee. Something that you've probably been hearing about for the last decade or so. I know that's politically a little more difficult to do, but that would probably be like 1.4 to 1.8 cents per mile a user fee, but that would ultimately be set by the legislature. And on that website, there's also a survey that you can take, but I think it's worth your time to just kind of get a sense of some of the things that the state is kicking around. Did want to mention that the annual report from AMMATS is basically complete. That's probably going to be going out tomorrow, so be looking for that. And just wanted to also just quickly mention that just because it's one of our main areas of focus for our staff lately is our Safe Streets for All plan. It is moving along. We're definitely in the thick of it right now. I have a partially written draft to the task force. I know a lot of you are on our task force. Probably it'll be going out later today, but we are actually going to cancel our meeting that was scheduled for next week and postpone that for a couple weeks because we want to have something more tangible in front of you before we meet. But we do, thanks to Seth, he's been able to put together a really nice GIS-based web map that kind of lays out our high injury network. So there's just a lot of work going on with that. And on the subject of safety, I guess I should mention, I also mentioned it to the TAC, we were able to meet with ODOT in Columbus last week and kind of talk with their safety staff about a lot of the initiatives they have going on. And just at a very high level, I just want to note that their focus very much aligns with what we're kind of seeing through our Safe Streets for All process. Is that major focus on fatal and serious injury crashes. And so that is definitely the wave of the future, but they're particularly concerned with roadway departure crashes and then the multimodal focus with active transportation. So just wanted to let you kind of know that at a high level. Any questions on any of these items? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. So that was ohioroadfunding.org. Is that correct?
.com.
All right. Thank you. All right, next, we've got item 3C, AMAPS Federal Funds Report. is Dave Correa.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amex is in good shape with our federal funding sources. We're slightly overfunded in SDBT, and then we're slightly underfunded or under budget in TASA. So that will those two will balance out. And then CMAQ, we're also a little under budgeted, but that's a statewide program, and it will take care of itself. As we begin the third quarter of the fiscal year, MS still has 15 STBG projects left to sell this year, in fiscal year 23. So we want to make sure that we do get through those, get those. If there's any problems, any issues you're having, let us know. But sometimes when you wait until spring or later in the fourth quarter, sometimes the problem you have is contractors get busy, get high, and then you're stuck with some really bad bits. So if there's anything we can do to help you, let us know. And the only other thing I have is we will be doing another round of funding later this year in September or October. We'll be accepting applications. And at this point in time, what I'd like you to think about is any changes you might have or you'd like to see to the funding policy guidelines. Maybe caps of, you know, the caps we have on projects or whatever. And just maybe start thinking about it. We'll probably have a TIP subcommittee meeting in the not too distant future where we'll actually sit down and start discussing some proposed changes, but just something, just a seed I wanted to plant so you can start thinking about any changes you'd like to see. And if something comes to mind, just feel free to email it to me or call me or whatever while it's on your mind. And I have a folder started, and we'll put it in a folder and discuss it when the committee actually meets. And that's all I have. If there's any questions.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Do we have anything under old business today?
We do not.
Okay, that takes us to item 5, new business. And the first item under 5A is draft fiscal year 2024 transportation planning work program and budget. And I think we have Heather Davis Reitel, who's in on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2024 transportation planning work program and budget, which guides the work of the AMS staff from July of this year to June 30th of 2024. Included in Attachment 5A is the draft local share. This local share is greater than in the past due to additional consolidated planning grant funds that AMS will receive, which must be matched. We will be requesting approval of the final work program in May. AMS staff requests a motion to allow us to submit this draft work program to ODOT for review. With that, I will answer any questions.
Okay, lively group today.
The local share, that gets billed after it's approved, or?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, invoices go out July. So we'd approve it in May, and then invoices would go out July 1.
I move to approve.
All right. We have a motion to approve by Addison.
Second, sure.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay. Very good. This takes us to item number 6. Resolution 2023-01. This is a resolution approving amendment number 25 to the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 transportation improvement program to revise the funding for an existing project. Dave Blake.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to clarify this is resolution 2023-01. The first page of the resolution on top of the first page. I accidentally left it 2022-01, so I did want to clarify that this is resolution 2023-01. And this is an increase in the funding to an ODOT project that is in our TIP. MS does not have any direct funding in this project. It's a it's actually in District 3. It's State Route 21 all the way through Chippewa Township. And the funding has increased by several million dollars, so I have to show that it was above the limit that where we can just do an administrative modification. So I do need to show it and bring it in front of you. Once again, it's State Route 21 in Chippewa Township, and the cost has gone up several million dollars. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay. Motion?
Bowling, move to approve.
Paradise, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, very good. Thank you, David. Next, we have item 6B, Resolution 2023-02, approving support for ODOT your 2023 safety goals. Jeff Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6B in your packet. The purpose of this resolution is to approve support for ODOT's safety performance targets for calendar year 2023. In terms of safety data, this is our sixth year for supporting ODOT's safety goals. With this resolution, the staff is requesting support for ODOT's 2% annual reduction target for all five safety performance measures. The safety factors are the number of fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injuries, the serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. This is the same as last year's target, which was met successfully. In addition, AMS agrees to plan a program projects so that they can contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT safety-related targets, a process that we already engage in. And AMATS also agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process, which we already do. So the staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2023-02. Are there any questions?
Okay. I guess we're looking for a motion.
So moved. Cleary.
Thank you.
Second, Jenkins.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on. Under item 7, any other business before the committee today?
There is none.
Okay. That brings us to, I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved, Gotcha.
We have a motion. I can second that one. But before we go, our next meeting is in March the 23rd. So everybody bring back pictures of Florida and your trips in February. Thanks for your attendance. Appreciate everybody.